The U.S. relies on more than 2 million seasonal farm workers to cultivate and harvest crops. In the Midwest, workers are now out in the cornfields despite concerns about COVID-19. Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman reports on efforts to keep them safe.
Maricel Mendoza grew up in a family that traveled from Texas to Illinois every year for her parents' jobs as contractors with a large seed company.
All of my parents' siblings were migrants. My grandparents were migrants. So it was just something that was the norm for me.
As a teen, she spent several summers out in the fields herself, detasseling corn. That meant yanking off the pollen-producing top portion of plants to promote crossbreeding with nearby varieties, creating hybrid seed corn.
It's long days. You know, your bus is leaving before the sun comes up. You're working in the rain, you're working in mud, you're working with bugs.
Today, Mendoza directs a small clinic in central Illinois that provides medical services to the hundreds of farm workers that arrive here each summer and fall, mostly from southern U.S. states and Mexico. This year, the clinic's working with ag companies and local health departments to test everyone for COVID-19. The goal is to clamp down on cases before they spread. Lately, they've been traveling the state, setting up outdoor mobile clinics. Mendoza says she thought workers might be hesitant to get tested, since a positive result would mean missing out on work.
But, you know, every COVID testing site we've set up that I've been at, you've seen people willingly come and line up and wanting to get the test done. And, you know, they have questions and they're wearing their masks.
Mendoza's clinic is part of the Community Health Partnership of Illinois. It's one of many federally funded health clinics whose work is critical now, says Sylvia Partida.
When the pandemic first started and we were just beginning to hear about the impact on farm workers, we knew it was coming. You know, you just knew that it was going to get worse and worse and worse.
Partida is CEO of the National Center for Farmworker Health, based in Texas. Many patients at the migrant clinics they support across the U.S. live below the federal poverty line and lack health insurance. The vast majority are Hispanic or Latino, populations that have been disproportionately hurt by COVID-19. Partida says no one is systematically tracking COVID-19 cases among farm workers, but her organization has compiled reports showing at least 3,000 workers across 15 states have tested positive, and several have died. Partida worries that social distancing is difficult in the field and in the dorm-style housing and the buses that transport workers to and from field sites.
Now we're in a situation where we don't want interruptions in our food supply. And so that means we're sacrificing individuals that are doing that work.
Two of the larger seed companies operating in Illinois, Bayer and Corteva, couldn't do interviews for this story, but said via email that they're providing masks and training on social distancing. They say workers are doing daily symptom and temperature checks and have access to nurses on site. A Bayer spokesperson said the company offers paid leave for those who need to isolate or quarantine and is working with clinics like the Community Health Partnership to make testing available. For Here and Now, I'm Christine Herman.
And that story was produced in partnership with WILL and the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting.